on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Oh, man, you know, I got it easy. I just sit here and talk to people, and I got Tayshaun in the other room. He does a good job keeping me on course. As a matter of fact, by the end of the show, you'll find out that he'll tell me when to shut up because he'll just play the end of the show and we're done. But no, he does a fantastic job keeping us on course and getting us on the air. Thanks to Brianna, making sure my guests get into studio and all the, listen, they do all kinds of other work behind the scenes. As a matter of fact, overnight, one of the new voices you'll hear on KLYT, Brianna, and so much appreciate the team we have here. And you know, we consider you part of our team. When you partner with us in ministry, and that could be just listening to the station, because by listening, hopefully you get equipped, you get blessed, and you're sharing the frequencies around New Mexico with others that they can tune in. Or log on to the website, and I'm going to mention it again. As a matter of fact, I'll go there. I'm going there right now to see if our player is back up. It is imminently expected to be back up, but it's not. For those who stream on the website at klyt.fm, we are well aware and working on that. Thank you for your patience. Hang in there with us. Our next guest, I've promoted plenty. I didn't mention him by name. Lance Dukes, the Dean of Students at LaLuz Christian Academy, is with us. And Lance, what I've been telling people is we're going to let them know about an opportunity for education for their student coming to the West Side. It's not exclusive to West Siders. You know, people can absolutely come from wherever they want to come from. But tell us a little bit more about LaLuz. It's a startup.
It is a startup. This was our board members had a really, God just kind of gave them a opportunity to step out into faith and start the school. And it's a work in progress.
Yeah.
I will tell you that, but we have 100% faith that God is going to honor what he's doing with LaLuz.
So, for those listening, who I'm thinking specifically parents,
right,
with students, what age students is LaLuz looking to get registered for the coming semester?
So currently we are K through eighth grade.
That's great.
Our future goal is to also have a high school. That's a long-term goal, but right now we are looking at the K through eighth grade.
Okay. Now I should have done it right off the bat because I was on the website. Go to laluzchristianacademy.org. And I'm assuming most listeners in New Mexico know it's LaLuz.
Correct.
ChristianAcademy.org. And you'll find all the information, the about us. And but, you know, we thought we'd be lazy. We'd bring Lance in and let him tell all about LaLuz who's put this. You don't need necessarily names or, you know, too much detail, whatever you like, but who has put this together?
Well, I would tell you that our board members, and I do not think that they would mind me mentioning names, but Karen Clark, Elizabeth Armijo, and then, of course, I am the Dean of Students, and currently we have four other teachers with LaLuz.
Are you wearing more than one hat there, Lance?
I am wearing multiple hats, yes.
Chief Custodian?
Exactly, yes, from top to bottom, absolutely. But yes, we are, like I said, it's a startup, but we are seeing so much growth and so much that God is blessing with what we're doing. And with that, one thing that I would like to talk about is kind of our mission statement. I think that's very important to the school and what our focus is. So our mission is to partner with parents who desire their children to strive for what is good and true, providing an intentional, academically rigorous, yet hospitable education that nurtures both mind and spirit, fosters critical thinking and a deep foundation in Christian faith, and upholds high standards and integrity, encouraging each child to flourish in their God-given abilities.
Very good. So, got a quick question.
Go for it.
I love that, by the way, okay? Now I'm married to an editor, so I'm going to ask you something. Is physical education going to be any part? Are they going to get out and walk and do any?
Yes.
So you can ask, you can add mind, body and
spirit. Absolutely. I like the edit. Love feedback, Steve. Love it.
No, but it's fantastic what you guys are going to do. When you said it, I go, well, if they're going to have PE, they're ministering to the body as well.
That is true. We will have to take that back to the press.
I'm sorry. We got to lighten it up a little bit, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, you're making enrollment real easy. You go to the website at laluzchristianacademy.org. And actually, if you go there and click on the enrollment process, what are you going to find?
So you're going to find the steps to schedule an interview. And I think this is what's so important. You're going to learn a lot about us. You're going to learn a lot about the curriculum of what we are going to be teaching. And it just gives you those steps to take. We try to make it as simple as possible. Then we want to schedule that interview to be able to talk with the parents, to also meet with the children, to get, you know, face to face, have those good questions that are brought up. In a lot of education systems, there's not an opportunity for you to really address some of the questions and concerns that parents may have for themselves and also for their children.
Now, part of under enrollment, I'm kind of walking through the steps, the enrollment process, you mentioned the interview process. And then, you know, once an interview happens, families will be invited to apply to be part of the school. Parents are listening and thinking, all right, come on, let's get to the nitty gritty, which, you know, in my opinion, the nitty gritty you covered in the mission.
I agree.
Okay? But they want to know about tuition and fees.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to guess, because I've talked to a lot of schools. Now, listen, a workman is worthy his wages, and there's people working to educate children in a way that hopefully lines up with your values and what you want for your kids. However, for someone who, you know, it looks like there's a video there for them to watch. What would you tell someone who goes through that? And maybe it's in there. If you're finding that you're maybe coming to the conclusion, maybe prematurely, that this is more than you can handle financially, that they really do need to talk to someone at LaLuz.
Correct. So one of the things that I want to make sure that we kind of clarify too is education of your children is an investment. So I do want to make sure
eternal
investment. That's exactly right. So you are talking about an investment, and yes, it's not, you know, you all have to really pray about it. We want you to pray about it because we want you to make the best decision for yourself and your child. When you talk about tuition, and I will kind of go into it, but there is more information on the website. We do have three separate options for parents.
Okay.
So there is a 3-day, there is a 4-day, and there is a 5-day option.
Okay.
So we offer the 3-day core, and that is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And that is when you get your math, your science, your humanities. You do get choir, you get art. All of these are included in that 3-day model. The reason that we did this was there are some parents that definitely want to spend time with their kids during the week.
Uh-huh.
So that kind of gives them Monday and Friday to spend time with them, to learn. And also to really kind of reinforce and see what they're being taught. The 4-day is the Monday option. And that is a tutoring day. So if there is a student that needs more direction, more teaching, some clarification on things, that's what we're doing on Mondays. And then there is the 5-day, which includes Friday, and that is more of a refinement day. So you are going to see more PE. You're going to see a lot more options on that Friday day.
And this is really the reason you need to schedule an interview to really walk through this and get a better feel and the time to pray for which part of that, the 3, the 4, or the 5-day is going to work best for your family. It's on the website, so I'll ask, uniform policy.
Yes, we do require uniforms, and The reason being is we want to remove any type of distractions from our learning process. This also includes going into our classrooms. Our classrooms, usually in education, they are decorated, they are fancy. We want to focus on education. And that's one of the reasons that we do not decorate our classrooms as normal, is what you see in normal classrooms, but also with the uniform policy. We want to remove any type of distraction from the learning process.
Yeah, there'll be plenty of things to take home and decorate the fridge with.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Including the test with the big A plus smiley star.
Correct. Yes.
Great. You're excited for the fall.
Listen, August 19th, which is our first day of school, cannot get here fast enough.
Yeah. Classes filling up?
They are filling up. We are trying to keep our classes 12 is what we're looking at. Uh-huh. And let me clarify something else too. We don't do by grades, and I want to make sure we kind of go through that. We do what we call a cohort model.
Okay. Now, before you go through the cohort model, that's a great tease. Okay. We don't do grades. We do the cohort model.
Right.
And if you want to know what that is, can you stay with us through a break, Lance?
Absolutely.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break and come back and let you know about the cohort model at LaLuz Christian Academy. LaLuzChristianAcademy.org. Lance Dukes is the Dean of Students. We'll be back with more after this on ABQ Connect.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Hey, Lance Dukes is in the studio with us, Dean of Students at LaLuzChristianAcademy.org. It's LALUZ, LaLuz. ChristianAcademy.org. And we're kind of walking through a lot of the stuff found on the website. August 19th is the first day of school, and there's still time to get an interview and then hopefully get invited to be part of the family at LaLuz Christian Academy. Cohort is where we left off. Lance, we gave a big tease. Tell us more about what we brought people back to hear about.
Absolutely. So when you talk about cohorts, typically in the education system, you have first grade or kindergarten, you have first grade, second grade, third grade. Mm-hmm. With our particular model, we do evaluations on each student as they come in. Mm-hmm. We want to know where they're at in math and science, in reading and comprehension. We want to have that evaluation. And the reason that we do that is we want to put similar kids in the same group, same learning category. Now, what this means is you may have a sixth grader that is in the same cohort as a seventh or eighth grader, or eight-year-old. You may have them in the same cohort because they are learning at the same process and same.
Right. You know what I love about this? So in other words, I mean, at a certain level, and at the fourth grade level, you may have someone who's younger than the typical fourth grader.
Correct.
Or older than the typical, or yes, exactly. You know, we homeschool our kids, and then when they got to high school age, they went to an outside school. But one of the things you typically hear about homeschooling is, you know, well, how are they going to socialize? And it's like, well, how many times after school do you go somewhere and you're in a room with 12 or 35 people all the same age?
Exactly.
So really, cohort is the word, I think, of peer. I mean, is really what it sounds like. I love that.
It is. And what that allows us to do is, if you have a student that is excelling in reading and comprehension, but maybe struggles with math, we do not keep them in the same cohort.
Gotcha.
If you've got a student that needs more support in math, maybe we drop your student into a lower cohort so that they get the teaching and the
very
support
specific
that they need. Yes. Yeah. So you're not being held back year after year when you're excelling in one area.
That tells me, Lance, I mean, I've already said it, but parents, if you're considering an option for educating your kids other than what you're doing now, you need to set an interview with the folks at LaLuz Christian Academy, LaLuz, LaLuz Christian Academy.org, under enrollment. enroll, go to the enrollment process, request an interview. That's where you get started.
Correct.
Ask all these questions, but go through the website in detail before you go, because a lot of the great information is there. Then you may have some other questions that will probably help out the interview process, actually. Now, anything else on cohort?
Yeah. Well, what I wanted to say is that if parents have questions, we also have the website set up for info@LaLuzChristianAcademy.org. They could email those questions, anything that they want to know, and we can answer those for them even before scheduling an interview.
Yeah, right from the homepage, just scroll down. You'll see the contact us as well. You can fill that out with questions. But info@LaLuzChristianAcademy.org. There is opportunity for people that are maybe looking to help teach kids in our community, and I'm sure there's a process for that as well. But on the website, join our faculty. Anything about that you want to throw out, Lance?
It's we try to make it as simple as possible. So there is a link that says join our faculty if you would like to apply for a position. If you have questions about that, that will take you to and answer all the questions that you have for that.
Okay, and then under current families, this looks like the ClassReach login looks like it's something much more designed for people who are part of this community. They've gone through the interview process, they've been invited, they've decided to start tuition and get the kids enrolled. What do families in the school use ClassReach for?
ClassReach is our communication platform. So any announcements that the school has is sent to parents through ClassReach. Also, communication between the teachers and parents. So if there are concerns about how your child is doing, or you have questions for any of the staff, that is a platform for you to be able to reach out and get those questions asked or answered.
All right. And the calendar is already now. I see colors and things. I zoom in to see this calendar. I'm not going to do that here. Is this last year's calendar, or is this stuff already planned for the coming year?
This is this year.
Oh, there it is, 26. Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is our year.
You guys are on the ball.
We try to be.
Yeah.
We try to be.
You ready to go? No, you go to websites sometimes and it's like calendar. Oh, I guess it's not.
Right.
But here is there's information there you may want to look at. You can download the PDF and look at it, or just hit control scroll and you can zoom in and see the calendar. It's not made for my eyes, Lance.
But this is why I have these glasses.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Lance, we got a couple minutes. Let's talk about this. A lot of parents have their kids in public schools.
Right.
And a lot of people that listen to this show regularly are like, he hasn't said anything about the quality of education in New Mexico yet. Well, I am now.
Right.
You want to speak to that and why people might consider?
I will. And before I do that, to give some
we got background. About a minute and a half, okay. 2 minutes.
So the classical Christian model, which is what we use, it helps establish a biblical worldview, cultivating Christian virtues, training students through the trivium, which is grammar, logic, and rhetoric. But it engages children to use godly discernment. In our education system, we talk about critical thinking. What we are looking to do is godly discernment. What does God tell us? What is his truth? Not our truth, but his.
Yeah, he said something about come let us reason, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Kind of more of that route.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that. So kids are it's a classical?
Classical.
And do you want to go into any more detail about that?
Well, just as, you know, as I mentioned, the trivium, grammar, logic, and rhetoric, just to give some background on that, grammar is the art of knowing. Logic is the art of thinking, and then rhetoric is the art of communicating. So knowing, thinking, and communicating.
All
so
right.
we really want the kids to really dive deep into what they think.
Well, I'm starting to think I need to enroll.
You know what? You have the website right there, Steve. We will get it filled out today.
We'll find out what cohort I'm in. Oh, man. No, I joke, but I am excited to see what God's going to do. By the way, the Loose Christian Academy will be meeting at Calvary West Side. That's Montaño and Coors. Yes. And then, of course, they'll be meeting in homes because there's in that, when their kids go home, many parents are going to be obviously very involved with their kids' yes. education. Some kids will pick families will pick the 3-day, right. The 4-day option, the 5-day option. If you missed what that was, it was in our first segment. We'll have this posted. So watch for it at abqconnect.online. Lance, as you can hear, we're out of time, but August 19th, and you guys will be in our prayers.
Thank you so much, Steve. I greatly appreciate it.
All right. It's LaLuzChristianAcademy.org. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.